And we're not going to keep you all night, but I got a few things to say here, and this is so important. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Come right on up. So God said, now I want y'all to listen, because God said, let us make man. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth, and it was dark. Spirit of God moved, and God said, let there be. There was light. Then God created all these things in between the verses. I'm not going to read them, but we got to get down to verse 26, because I got to go somewhere else. And I want to give you what the Spirit of God is telling me to do tonight. And God said, let us make man. All right. How? In our image. How? In our image. Let's say it another way. In our likeness. Let's make him like us. His man is, God is triparts. God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, right? Man, triparts, spirit, soul, body. And notice in the creation of man, man was just like God, spirit, soul, and body. There was nothing that was defiled about. There's nothing defiled about God, right? Then do you know anything that's defiled, that caused God to be contaminated, unholy, unrighteous, untrue? Do you know anything about God? There's nothing. And when he created man, now watch this. And I'm just going to give this statement. I got to move on. When he created man, there was nothing defiled or contaminated about man. Spirit, eternal, soul, body, everything. It was so, and it took many hundreds of years for it to affect man's body. And when it started out, they lived almost 1,000 years. But now we're down to what? 70, 80 years, that's a long time. 90, you live 90 to 100 years, you say, whoa, they old. That was just a little, they just a little old bubble on the water, because for some of them started out, because they were all, Methuselah lived 969 years. It took a long time before it affected, because that body was designed from very get-go to live forever. But sin contaminated or defile it, or death enter into man's spirit and defile the body. Well, let's get back to where we're going. But notice, God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. Now notice, likeness, like us, eternal. So he formed man, you find this in second chapter, verse 7. He formed man's body out of the dust of the ground, earth, ground. Why did he do that? Well, he gave him a body that would match the earth. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because see, the earth, he created earth for man, so it wouldn't, God don't live on the earth. That's because the earth is not for him. He created for us. So he created him a body to match the earth. And they made the earth produce what it needs to sustain the body. And at that time, there was nothing contaminated about it. Nothing. Everything the earth produced was pure. Seed after it kind, no contamination, nothing like that. Until Adam disobeyed and allowed Satan in this earth, and that's when the trouble began. So man was separated from God. And that was not God's plan. God had this plan for man to live. And you notice the scripture said God would come down in when the cool of the day, and he would do what? Talk with man, fellowship. He is God coming down. He came down and found, and he looked for Adam to be at that same place. And Adam would, he said, and he called out, Adam, where are you? Where are you, Adam? Adam said, I hid myself. You've never done that before. Why are you doing it now? Well, have you did what I told you not to do? Yeah. And there was darkness between Adam and God. No fellowship. No life. Adam was dead. And from that, God said, I can't leave man like that. My love for him is too great. Paraphrase. My love for him is too great. Oh, when we get this revelation, I'm working on it. How much God loves you. And so, right then, he spoke. It took him a while to do it because he had to find somebody to work with him. And he couldn't, and there was nobody on the earth. Everybody came in the earth was contaminated by Satan, sin contaminated. So God said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to become a man myself. Ooh. And so he said, son, I need you to, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. I need you to become a man. I set my covenant up with my. I found a man that I can work with. His name is Abram. And I found somebody I can work with, because I got to get back, a right back into the earth. Adam sold it all. It's gone. We're disconnected. So Jesus, Son of God, said, yeah, I'll become a man. You prepare me a body, I'll go. God did that. Are you with me so far? And he became the second Adam, the last Adam. And this is what Paul wrote. Or at least the Hebrew writer, many scholars said Paul wrote this book. But anyway, we know the Holy Spirit, the author anyway. The Hebrew writer says in Hebrews, let me get to the right one, Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1. Can you put that up? Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1. Don't want to get ahead of myself. But listen to this. He said, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling. What are we partakers of? See, consider who? Consider the apostle and high priest of our profession. Who is he? Christ Jesus. Now look at Romans 10:9. This is how we became a part of this great confession. Jesus came as it was prophesied by the prophet. The prophet of old testified that one would come, one would die, one would be raised again. Jesus did all of that. So, and he said, this is the great message that we are to preach and tell people.